"Serfs," I yelled to address the workers who were now staring at me rather worriedly. "What do you think you're doing? Get back to work," I demanded, my voice echoing across the halls like a whip cracking, telling the workers to get on with it or else. I spent all hours of the morning having the serfs clean every inch of the manor house and preparing the stalls for Lord Cecile and the Fidon family's arrival. The sound of my leather soles against the stone floor began to drive me insane. Every little imperfection, every single hair out of place, had to be corrected before anyone dared step foot in our manor. At only 12:30, the gates to the manor opened and my husband and his knight rode into our land. A bout of nervousness filled my senses as I waited inside to greet him. It was my first time running the manor on my own, so I couldn't help but wonder, have I done good enough a job? King Regal gave this land to us, but did we deserve it?